Pope Benedict takes a few victory laps as tens of thousands show up to say goodbye and thanks. Live at the Vatican, Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh.
Yeah, Chris, well, here at St. Peter's, it was an emotional farewell, ending with the Pope and about 100,000 on the square singing the Our Father prayer in Latin. People are still on the square cheering, Benedetto, Benedict. The Pope today spoke of his weakening strength and his suffered decision to step down. He said to love the church means having to have courage to take difficult, painful decisions. The Pope's resignation becomes effective tomorrow night, and the conclave to pick the next Pope is expected to start in early March. Chris?
A shooting at a wood processing company in central Switzerland. Police are saying several people are dead. A local report says it's three. It's not clear who the shooter is or was and what the motive might have been. A very expensive staring contest between President Obama and Republicans over widespread federal spending cuts due to kick in Friday. Here's Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in D.C.
Well, the two plans are fighting for two different solutions. The Democratic plan would include both spending cuts and new revenue, championed by, among many others, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid.
Until there's some agreement on revenue, I believe we should just go ahead with the sequester.
But House Speaker John Boehner says it has to be all spending cuts, like the two measures the House has already approved.
We have moved a bill in the House twice. We should not have to move a third bill.
But those previous two bills Boehner's talking about were in the last Congress and do not count in this new Congress, Chris.
Rich Johnson in Washington. The latest big snowstorm to hit the Midwest is now moving east. Up to 8 inches of snow expected to fall in southeastern Michigan this afternoon, the Great Lakes area, with up to a foot in northern New England when the storm gets there tonight. That storm's blamed for three deaths, a roof collapse in Oklahoma, and two rollover crashes on I-70 in Kansas. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
First came the public meeting where the boss chose Jan's project over David's. Then came the private confrontation. David accused Jan of undermining him, going behind his back, sabotaging his team. Jan replied by quietly gathering her material and returning to her office. It took about an hour, but David showed up. "I believe my solution is better," he said, "but my reaction wasn't. You played fair, and you won. I apologize." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Anger is a great tool for stoking fires, but a poor way to douse them. Given the chance, hot tempers usually cool down. The right response to an angry colleague may be no response at all in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we take pride in the way we do things. Our clients come to us not just for insurance, but for our knowledge, advice, and understanding. They realize the importance of relationships with people they can trust, and so do we. Give us a call at 694-1555 or look us up on the web at wegibson.com. Better yet, stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We will do our very best to show you how we make insurance better.
We interrupt this program to bring you great financial news. Get double, yes, double your down payment or your tax refund only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will double your down payment or your tax refund up to $6,000. You heard right. Your $3,000 tax refund becomes $6,000 toward the purchase of any select new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac in stock. Why wait for Uncle Sam when you can double your tax refund now and drive home a new GMC, Buick, or Cadillac from Sterling Auto Group for thousands less? 2013 Buick Verano with 2 years scheduled maintenance, 2 years OnStar, and Sirius XM radio. Just $199 a month. Plus, Sterling Auto Group wants your current trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $21.90 due at signing, plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Offers not in combination. All incentives the dealer.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit. AeroFit has been voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join AeroFit today and your body will thank you later.
There are thousands of Brazos Valley families connected directly or indirectly to the scouting program. As our scouts and leaders observe 103 years of splendid history, Kelly Burt Dozer suggests you give them a pat on the back for a job well done. Kelly Burt Dozer is clearing the path for success. For sand, gravel, topsoil, excavating, clearing, and site preparation, contact Kelly Burt Dozer. Phone 979-759-3101. That's 979-759-3101.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The jury considering punishment in the Stanley Robertson capital murder trial spent a second night in a local motel. Today marks the second full day of choosing life in prison without parole or the death penalty. Deliberations resume at 9 a.m. in Brazos County District Court. 6 weeks ago, Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskies wasn't able to convince his city council to award an exclusive contract for towing vehicles. Tomorrow night, the police chief in College Station will make a similar attempt.
Chief Jeff Capps tells his city council his employees spent more than 250 hours last year inspecting 61 wreckers and 11 vehicle storage facilities belonging to 29 different companies. The city received $5,800 for what Camps described was an extremely time-intensive process that led to soliciting requests for proposals. There are 8 companies interested in being one of at least 2 citywide contractors. This would apply to vehicle owners who don't ask for a specific company, as well as all city departments requiring a tow. Camp says this will streamline inspections and make companies more consistent in towing procedures. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If there is to be a historical district west of downtown Bryan, it will be decided by property owners. A proposal endorsed by the Landmarks and Planning and Zoning Commissions did not receive the 6 city council votes required for passage. Coronado Pena was among the 13 speakers who were opposed.
You know, we don't like to be told what color to paint our house, you know, what color to paint our fence. Before you know it, the people who've been here so long, before some of y'all were even born, have to move out.
Ann Horton, who was among the 4 voting yes, called on 60% of the property owners to petition the city to create a residential conservation district.
I think historic preservation, the area that we're looking at right now, has some of the most important historical structures in our city. It's the original town site.
Richard Cortez and Greg Owens voted no, and Paul Madison was absent due to his recovery from recent eye surgery. Former Bryan Police Chief Ty Morrow, who was relieved of his duties as police chief in Freeport, is now running for mayor of the Gulf Coast City. In a YouTube campaign video, Morrow alleges racism in Bryan and College Station.
Being a black man in a racist city like Bryan College Station, if I had done anything that they could have prosecuted me for, I'd have been under the jail. Not in it, I'd have been under it.
In June of 2009, Morrow announced his resignation, stating he dishonored the uniform of the Bryan Police Department. That was 8 months after Morrow called police to his home to report a domestic disturbance involving an altercation with his wife. In Freeport, a week after the city manager relieved Morrow, the city council approved a separation agreement which calls for Morrow receiving $100,000 and retirement benefits. You can watch Morrow's campaign video on our website at WTAW.com. Two members of the College Station Fire Department were honored recently at the Texas Fire Chiefs Association's annual conference. Fire Chief R.B. Alley was named Chief of the Year. Last week, Alley was thanked by Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor for his assistance in the aftermath of the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
As all of this was unfolding that night, you can only imagine how I felt, how we all felt. Not knowing so much, but knowing what had happened. I called him. I don't know what time it was in the middle of the night. I just said, R.B., I need your help. He said, I'm on my way.
Captain Paul Gunnels received the association's President's Award for developing a review process used by fire departments statewide. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting opened with a moment of silence to remember the victims of the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. It ended with individual observations. Art Hughes, addressing those who wondered why this was such a big deal, pointed to the one prior death in the department's history of more than 140 years.
Every citizen of Bryan can be proud of the safety record of our fire department and the brave men and women that protect us all. The inherent dangers of fire. So it is a special time. I think we owe a lot to the fallen heroes, the wounded heroes, and their families.
Chuck Conderless supported the decision to enter the building on the chance that someone inside needed to be rescued. Meanwhile, this evening, Bryan's Shipwreck Grill is teaming up with College Station's Crawfish Hole and the Bryan Police Officers Association to host a special benefit for the recently injured firemen and the families of those killed. Grill owner Wade Beckman says they're thrilled that they had no idea it would blossom into an event this large.
It just made sense to go as big as we can and raise as much as we can. I think the only bright light in a dark tragedy like this is, you know, really community support, and there's no better community than Bryan College Stations.
Festivities begin at 5 and will include live music, t-shirts, and crawfish for $10 a pound. Beckman says 100% of proceeds from the crawfish will go towards the cause. WTAW News Time 611, it's 48 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Bible Minute. The Bible Minute is brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. Feel free to visit us online at bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Oftentimes, men speak about truth as if such does not exist, or as if a person is unable to find and or know the truth. But this is not the way the Bible speaks. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21, the Word of God says, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." It seems clear from this verse, along with others, that God expects us to study, examine, and prove, or test, various teachings against the backdrop of God's standard, that is, the Bible. Please don't play games with your soul. Instead, take your Bible and prove or test the teachings of men with the Scriptures. The Bible Minute is brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
6:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure continues to head our way, and that means we continue to forecast some sunshine, though the satellite photos this morning do show some clouds crossing the region. I think we'll be partly to mostly sunny near 65 today. It'll be clear overnight, 35 to 40, sunshine and 55 to 60 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, cool, 35 to 40. Mostly sunny and again 55 to 60 as we head into Friday. I see temperatures close to 60 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Number 30 Texas A&M baseball does well on the diamond last night. We've also got Ole Miss coming up later on this afternoon. We'll get coaches' thoughts on that and a whole lot more coming up with sports.
All right. 6:50. Yes, it will be about 6:50. So in Midland, a man said one of the most unusual consequences of this week's windstorms was that his house was being covered in tumbleweeds. Josh Pittman said Monday's winds caused the tumbleweeds to first gather on the left side of his home, and they soon spread to his roof and then wrapped around his house.
I'm disappointed that you didn't play the Tumbling Tumbleweeds
song. Oh, well, yeah.
I'm working on it.
Oh, okay, there we go.
It's a good song.
They were more than tumbling, obviously, with the winds going about 60 miles an hour. They're pretty much the rocketing tumbleweeds. But anyhow, they spent most of the afternoon clearing the tumbleweeds from one side of his house, putting them in a ditch behind his house. Good thing the winds didn't shift or he had to do it all over again.
There you go.
There's applause.
Oh, they're playing underneath it a little bit.
Are they?
They are. My family always sings this in our little folk band.
Is that the Sons of the Pioneers?
It is.
Really?
That
wow.
is the legitimate, wow. real deal.
Who were those guys who used to do that stuff a few years ago? I saw them at the Houston Rodeo. They were pretty good. I forget what their name
Oh,
was.
I remember who you're talking about. I can't. Yeah. I don't remember the name of the band either.
Yeah.
It was like the Children of Elvis
the
or something. One of
the,
those kind of
The Children
bands.
Of the Corn. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, they were. They're a little strange, but they're all right.
Good, good morning, meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
They had them playing in between acts at the rodeo, and this is back when it was in the Astrodome. That's how long ago it was. And they didn't even have them in the center of the field. They had them, like, over in left field out there. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, they were basically the length of three football fields away from you. You're going, who are those guys over there? Who are they supposed to be?
I'm trying to find something on them. I can't find anything.
Whoever they might be, right.
Starfire Satellite made living in the country so much easier. With just one phone call to the satellite professionals at Starfire, I was able to have high-speed internet. If having high-speed internet is your dream for your home in the country, call Starfire today at 279-2788 and ask about the details of high-speed internet. Get rid of your slow internet at your house in the country today. If you want fast internet, call Starfire at 279-2788. That's 279-2788. Call today.
Nowadays, everybody is looking for a way to save money. The best way I've found it was to call the satellite professionals at Starfire. They carry Dish Network and DirecTV. Starfire has programming packages starting at $24.99 a month, which includes over 120 of your favorite channels plus HD programming free for life. Compare that to what you currently have, and you'll see there's no comparison. Call Starfire Satellite today at 279-2788. That's 279-2788, and get more TV for less.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 616. It's full moon still looking good out there. We can see it again this morning. It's day 58 of this year, which means we have 307 to go.
But who's counting?
That's right. And, it's Inconvenience Yourself Day. I don't know what that necessarily means, but inconvenience.
Well, that's why we're at work.
Yeah. Could walk around backwards?
I don't know. Oh, you bump into stuff. Just no-brainer day. It's a polar bear day. Not really celebrated around
Did
here very
you
much.
Did you know that polar bears are not actually white?
No, they're black. The skin is black.
Well, no, their fur is tubular, and it reflects light in a way that makes them appear white, but actually they have this tubular,
clear... Oh,
wow,
it's like tubular hair, man. Yeah, not tubular bells.
Okay.
Like tubular hair.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
So, and today is, again, chocolate cake day. I mean, we have pickle month. Why do we have chocolate cake day? Chocolate cake doesn't get more than a day?
That's a very good question.
Whoever saw a gigantic chocolate cake on top of a building? I haven't. Of course, I've never seen the gigantic pickle that is of WTAW lore.
Well, it's gone, yeah. But anyway, yeah, we don't know what
But
happened.
Maybe that's why pickles are more important.
It could well be.
It's also National White Day, which I heard on the Wall Street Journal this morning.
White Day?
White
yes,
what?
Which is the second, no, they call it White Day.
It's like
day.
A racist day in the African American month.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. It's actually White. Celebrated in Japan, and it's a second Valentine's Day. And if I heard correctly, it's for men. So the first Valentine's Day is like you give the girl a present, and yeah. the second Valentine's Day is today.
So kind of like Sweeties Day in October, which I never heard of till I worked at a florist.
Yeah, well, that's just a chance to sell flowers.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's made up.
I've never heard of it until
I don't know how many guys like getting flowers, just, oh, by the way, but, you know.
I would send flowers to a boy.
I didn't say, would you? I said, how many would like to?
How could you not feel special if somebody sent you flowers?
Because they're flowers, and unless they're bacon flowers, guys don't care.
Yeah, but what if you sent them and said, this is what you make me feel like?
Bacon flowers would be awesome.
That's what I got for Valentine's Day.
That's what his girlfriend brought him, and they were... Epic.
So it was flowers that smelled like
no,
bacon?
No,
she had made bacon flowers on like candy popsicle sticks, with fake leaves.
No,
and
she
stuff.
bought fake stems from, like, you know, hobby emporium.
It was amazing.
And
it
then
was amazing.
Made the bacon round little circle. It was awesome.
It must have taken a long time to do, and they were beautiful.
It was the coolest thing for Valentine's Day for a guy ever.
Yeah. So, and you ate them, I guess.
Oh, I most certainly did.
Everyone in the office was like, "Ooh, ah."
Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's do birthdays on the 27th.
Jay Wow is 27 years old from,
I don't know,
Jersey Shore.
Oh, of course.
Now, I have Josh Groban, 32, today.
That'd be fine. Yeah, it's good enough.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
Chelsea Clinton, 33. Yeah. James Wan, the guy that wrote the first Saw movies, 36.
Did he not write the other ones, just the first one?
I think he just wrote the first one.
The other ones are written by James Too.
But he is the executive. Really. He is the executive producer of the entire franchise.
Ah, okay. All right, yeah.
Tony Gonzalez, NFL records for tight ends, is 37. Chili from TLC is 42. Adam Baldwin, 51, from Chuck, The X-Files, etc. Grant Cho is 51 from Melrose Place. James Worthy, L.A. Lakers, part of the magical L.A. Lakers Showtime, 52 years old. Paul Humphreys from OMD is 53. Timothy Spall is 56. He's played in a bunch of the Harry Potter movies. Neil Schon, the founder of Journey.
Oh, of course. And here we heard work. God.
Don't stop believing.
Yes, sir.
59 years old. Howard Hessman.
Oh.
73
Johnny
today.
Fever.
Johnny Fever. Mm. And Ralph Nader, 79.
That's Johnny Fever?
Yeah.
Howard Hessman?
Uh-huh.
Oh, happy birthday, Johnny Fever.
He's probably not listening, but, you know.
Not to be confused with Les Nessman.
Yeah, exactly. All right, there you go. There are your birthdays. It's 6/21.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This is now an official crisis about being lied to repeatedly and having a media state run, basically, in alliance with an administration that refuses to tell the truth. I know the moral attitude of the people on the left, it's always the ends justifies the means. And facts can be dismissed and facts can be manipulated. Why? To advance the cause of Obama, which is radical leftism. We have a media, an administration that dissembles and distorts and misleads and lies. And if they have to do that to get away with it, and the media doesn't call them out on it, we are in trouble as a country. There's a lot at stake here, starting with the truth. And what is at stake here is power, and it's power, if to them, it would seem to matter most.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Americans are wary about Washington's fiscal wrangling. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A lot of people question the wisdom of across-the-board cuts in federal spending. Half of those polled by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News say indiscriminate cuts would be too severe, but just under half say cutbacks are needed to reduce the deficit. A majority of respondents say the ongoing budget fights in Washington diminish confidence in the economy. J.P. Morgan Chase will be slashing its workforce. The banking giant expects to eliminate 17,000 jobs by the end of next year, mostly in its consumer banking division and the unit that handles home loans. J.P. Morgan says it will cut 4,000 positions this year through attrition. DreamWorks Animation is planning a round of layoffs after it posted a loss for the latest quarter. The studio's holiday movie Rise of the Guardians did not do well. DreamWorks expects to cut about 350 jobs. Stock market futures are modestly higher this hour. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Most people have questions about the beginning of time. Is the Earth really billions of years old? Did we come from a monkey? These are timeless questions that we all ask ourselves. Victory Church will be hosting a creation seminar March the 3rd through the 6th, discussing many of these questions. Creation science evangelist Steve Grohman will speak on the subject of creation versus evolution. Bring your friends, your neighbors, and your foes. For more details, contact Victory Church at 774-9690 or online at victoryupc.com. Victory Church, 13107 State Highway 30 in College Station.
The best seats in the house are mobile. It's the Gym Car, now available at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. No other line of electric vehicles offers the versatility and reliability of Gym. Whether moving people or cargo, Gym tackles any job you throw at it, like security, hospitality, or valet service. Plus, it's street legal, delivers exceptional comfort and quiet operations, and costs just pennies a day to operate. Visit Polaris Fun Center today for a test ride of the Gym. Just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
Let's do some weather, huh? Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Better weather, and it's going to continue to get better as the week goes on. Look for a high temperature today, probably a little bit nicer, basically because the winds are going to lay down. 63 will be our high temperature. Then tonight, though, north winds will be down around 36, about 60 for Thursday and Friday. Saturday, only 51, however, and we'll probably have a freeze on Saturday night, just so you know. Right now, the humidity is 71%. Winds are from the southeast at 3, and we've got 45 degrees out there.
For years, American-made cars had a reputation of not being as good as foreign cars. How do they stack up now? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Friday nights, The Long to Rock Center with Brian Williams.
For most of us, the work week is over. Rock Center comes along, 10 o'clock Friday night. I try to make the television I would want to watch. We're going to find aspects of life, people you've heard about, people you may not have heard about. Ordinary Americans, exceptional Americans. I love a discovery. On Rock Center, we will do a story that never quite leaves you. Come spend an hour with us on a Friday night.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, Fridays at 10 on NBC.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Not too many years ago, many of us would never buy an American car for fear it was inferior.
Right now, you don't necessarily have to be afraid to buy an American-built car from an American manufacturer.
Jack Gillis, author of The Car Book 2013.
The traditional big three, Chrysler, GM, and Ford, are now producing vehicles that are not only fuel efficient and safe, but are going to be much, much more reliable than the very same versions of those cars that they made 5 and 10 years ago.
Today, you can buy a good quality car from either a European, Japanese, or American manufacturer, and that list is growing.
The big new player on the scene, however, is the Korean manufacturers led by Hyundai and Kia. And those companies are much like the Japanese were 10 years ago, in which they are building fuel-efficient, high-quality, very stylish, and very well-priced vehicles.
One of the mistakes new car buyers often make, says Jack, is they don't test drive a car long enough.
Most of the problems we have with the vehicles we bought are a function of after you've driven them for a while, you don't really like the acceleration, or it's hard to back into your garage, or you have a blind spot on the left side, or, you know, your family doesn't quite fit in the car as well as you'd like them to. So one, take a good long test drive.
Tomorrow, should you buy or lease a car? I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
It's tax time, and bottom line bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Wow, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggieLandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. At 9 this morning, that'll be the resumption of the punishment phase of the Stanley Robertson capital murder trial. The Brazos County District Court jury spent a second night at a local motel after not reaching a decision to choose the death penalty or life in prison without parole. Allegations of racism are being made by a former Bryan police chief, Ty Morrow, who is running for mayor of Freeport. He says in a YouTube campaign video similar tactics were used last month when he was removed as Freeport's police chief.
They did their political witch hunt. They did their whisper campaign like they're now starting to do up here in an effort to undermine the integrity that I possess. And my integrity is unquestionable.
Morrow was chief 3 years in Freeport, located along the Gulf Coast west of Galveston. That's after leaving Bryan following a domestic disturbance involving his wife. According to the campaign video that you can see online at WTAW.com, Morrow says, quoting, "Being a black man in a racist city like Bryan College Station, if I had done anything they could have prosecuted me for, I would have been under the jail, not in it. I would have been under it." It took 6 votes for the Bryan City Council to approve a proposed Westside Historical District supported by the Planning and Zoning and Landmarks Commissions. Last night's motion received 4 votes. Greg Owens was one of 2 voting no.
I'm not against historical preservation. I am against the lines being drawn by staff, laid out, and the citizens not getting a say in it.
The council's vote followed 40 minutes of public comments. The council heard from 13 speakers, including Sharon Anderson, who were opposed.
Picture this. It's the holidays, and your family has come home. And they said, hey, Dad, instead of your birthday present in June, how about we put on a new roof? Now you're part of the historic district. It takes a certificate of appropriateness, an historic landmark commission approval, and then a permit. The new roof doesn't get put on.
60% of affected property owners can submit a petition to the council calling for a residential conservation district. College Station's police chief wants to limit the number of wrecker companies doing business.
Chief Jeff Camps has asked the city council to award at least 2 towing companies a citywide contract. That would include vehicle owners who don't ask for a specific wrecker service. 8 have responded to a request for a proposal. Camp says last year, 29 companies received permits covering 61 wreckers and 11 vehicle storage facilities. While the city received about $6,000 in fees, Camp says police employees spent 256 hours on the inspections. The topic coming to tomorrow's College Station City Council meeting follows a similar attempt in Bryan 6 weeks ago. The Bryan Council heard from owners of multiple towing companies who said they'd be put out of business. Chief Eric Buskey, who said he's not comfortable endorsing some of their wrecker services, then withdrew his request. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And College Station's fire chief has received the highest honor from the Texas Fire Chiefs Association. R.B. Alley, who is finishing his 8th year in the post, was recently named Chief of the Year. Alley was also recognized last week by Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor for his response to the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
I want to reiterate too to the College Station Fire Department Chief R.B. Alley. They have stepped up in so many ways. They truly are brothers here locally. And I just want to thank them.
The College Station Fire Department received 2 state awards. Captain Paul Gunnels was honored for establishing the State Association's Best Practices Recognition Program. Support of the action taken by Bryan firemen during the Knights of Columbus Hall fire was voiced last night by City Councilman Chuck Kunderla.
There's a lot of public comment about why did our firemen go in. Our firemen went in to save lives. There's potential that someone was in there. There was a quinceañera being set up that night, and our firemen risked their lives at the very chance that someone could have been in there. So let there be no question as to why they went in.
Mayor Jason Bayensky says injured firemen Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran are making great progress in the Galveston Burn Center.
Mitch told us, you know, I think he met with a firefighter from Beaumont that had some similar injuries, and I think he was up and going in 8 months, and so his goal was 8 months or less.
Last night's meeting opened with a moment of silence for the fire victims. Meanwhile, this evening, you can tantalize your taste buds for the good cause. Shipwreck Grill's Wade Beckman says starting at 5, they're teaming up with the Crawfish Hole and Bryan Police Officers Association to serve hundreds of crawfish to benefit the wounded firemen and the families of those recently killed in the line of duty.
We decided to go big. We're going to donate 100% of the proceeds of the crawfish to the event. So basically, for every $10 donation you make, you get a pound of crawfish, and 100% of that goes back to the cause.
Beckman says besides food, there will be T-shirts, VIP tables up for auction at Swico, and John Goss Plumbing will hold a raffle and silent auction. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 47 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News. Cassie lost her smartphone.
I get terrified every time I lose mine because it has some personal information like credit card information, my address, and my birth date, and sometimes even my social security number.
Thefts are on the rise.
We do a pretty regular caseload of phone theft.
If you lost your phone, you'd contact your provider.
You want to suspend the service, but one step further than that is the stolen database.
Tonight at 10, KXHD News' Rebecca Schleicher explains how the stolen database can protect your information.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
You can look out a window or click online. Ours is more scientific. WTAW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family.
Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. DeStefano about our kids and sports injuries, and Dr. Marcus Parker regarding pain management. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Some high and mid-level cloudiness will move across the valley this morning. That'll help produce partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures today, they're going to be around 65 degrees. It'll become clear through the evening and the overnight hours, and it will be cool, lows 35 to 40. Sunshine, we'll see you throughout the day tomorrow, highs 55 to 60. Clear tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Sunshine is back with us on Friday, and so are the cool temperatures, highs Friday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got high school basketball playoff action, baseball, softball, and basketball all on tap today. And more coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
When you hear a cowboy yodeling a song...
It's the Riders in the Sky.
Ah-ha!
Had a listener help us with that.
Thank you.
You ever wonder at the end of his refrain... Why his voice leaps in a mournful wail?
Well, the story as it's told to me was handed down through history of a singing cowboy brave enough to try to ride the meanest old cayuse. It bucked him off right at the chute, left him spinning way up in the sky.
Yeah.
The bronco jumped up and the cowboy came down. They met at the old saddle horn. It made a deep impression. You could say it changed his life. And that's how the yodel was born.
There you go. How the yodel was born.
Yes, sir.
That is their most requested song, far and away. They're working. They're
sure.
Working. They're gonna. They're in beautiful Slauton, Wisconsin on March the 2nd. Okay.
Oh, in March, I guess that'd be a little.
Yeah, Wisconsin's beautiful.
Then they're going to be in Vienna, Virginia. On the 20th, so they've got 18 days to get to their next gig, which is, you know, helps them out.
That's
are
nice.
They on going on horseback?
Yeah, exactly. They will be in Austin in April, but there you go. It's so thank you, Riders
for,
in the Sky.
For
yeah.
South by Southwest.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, it's a private party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, people from South by Southwest would be surprised, probably.
Oh, I just had to put that in there.
Who knows? They could show up. Now, just to show, we mentioned yesterday how, you know, they're looking at selling ammunition and guns tax-free on March the 2nd, Texas Independence Day, just because we're different here. A recent run on the concealed handgun licenses in Texas, according to one gun expert, may be putting the public at risk. The concern is that the rush to qualify and license concealed weapon carriers is leading to shortcuts, some feel in turn leading to fatal mistakes. Tens of thousands of gun owners signing up all over the state of Texas, being lectured, drilled, and tested. They are literally lining up too deep to qualify, that's T-W-O, deep, to qualify to carry concealed weapons. So now, looks to me like they're trying to put together some sort of legislation to change the timeline. That's Dan Flynn, a state representative from Van, looking at that.
I will tell you what, though, getting your certified gun carry license is so hard. It is really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot of time. Then it takes forever for them to send you the stuff. There's all these hoops you have to jump through. You have to go get your fingerprints.
I ain't jumping through any hoops. Now, I'll do that other stuff. But if they start bringing hoops out, I'm not going to do it.
That's because Scott dropped out of the circus when he was a kid.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, all these people who talk about, oh, well, it's just people just getting these cards and it doesn't mean anything and they didn't have to, you know, they don't know what they're doing. Yes, you do.
Yeah,
you have to go and
Vermont.
You shoot, and I mean, I didn't qualify the first time on my shooting. I had to go back and shoot again.
You flunked?
I scored by like 1 point over what you had to get, and they said, you know, we really need you to come back and shoot again because we don't really trust this level of competence you have.
That's fair.
To be honest. Yeah. So it really, it is hard. It's hard to get it. All these, they don't know.
Again, it's a bunch of damn Yankees who are saying that. They don't know.
The People's Republic of Vermont?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've heard people here are of the more liberal mindset saying, well, yeah, I just hate that people everywhere around me are packing heat and they don't know what they're doing. First of all, you can't have anything on your record at all.
Yeah.
It just, it's very complicated to get a concealed carry.
Those people ought to move. If they feel that way, they ought to just go someplace else. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
So there. So despite his promise yesterday that he's not interested in playing the blame game, Mr. Obama out playing the blame game yesterday.
No.
Yeah, I know. And here's the deal, though. NBC News and Wall Street Journal poll found 22% of U.S. Americans think that the GOP is focused on unity. 49%, they say, for the Democrats. So the Republicans are getting a little bad image situation here, which they probably ought to continue to try to work on. A new Pew Research poll says the majority of U.S. Americans think that Republicans are out of touch, that they're too extreme, that they're not open to change. Listen to her. Got a little rise out of her, didn't it?
Yeah,
it did.
Do we write the president a letter? Do we go pick it at his house? Like, what can we do to fix this crap?
Well, don't yell at us.
Yeah,
now, what crap? You mean that?
I mean, all this just trash. I'm sick of it.
Well, okay, good.
I mean, what can we do?
Well, first of all, it's a process that can't be done overnight because they'll arrest you. But
is the process you're referring to involve guns?
Well, I'm just saying whatever you want to try to do overnight, you can't fix it overnight legally. But
we wouldn't infer that at all. No. Leastwise, the FBI show up.
But the but the idea is,
don't worry, I don't think any liberals listen to this show.
Every member of an elected body on the city council level, the county level, the state level, the federal level, they want to keep their job. Okay, they like the gig. They want to keep it. Well, if you start explaining, and enough of them do start explaining, we're not going to support you if you don't do thus and so, then that does have an impact on them. I mean, you email them, you send them faxes, whatever. And that was one of the things, you know, you were like 9. Were you born when Reagan was president?
Yes, I was alive when Reagan was president.
But what he would do
is I've heard of Reagan all my life.
And he would go on TV and he would sell it. I mean, so that people would respond to him, and he was able to get legislation passed. And being able to communicate with your constituency is really, really important. The problem is we're at a point in the government where they give so much stuff to people that those are the people who the president is talking to. You need to help me with this. You need to help me with that. Those bad Republicans will bankrupt the country. I mean, that's what they're trying to say sequester is. That, you know, we're all going to fall over this ginormous cliff and we're going to crash on the rocks down below and we'll be ruined as a country because the Republicans will not raise taxes on the rich. That's the story that he's telling.
Yeah, and
he's selling it. That's it. People are buying
it. Yeah, but if we rate, okay, so we decide as a country it's all right to raise taxes on the rich. What makes you think they're not going to say, okay, now time to raise taxes on the middle class. Now it's time to raise taxes on the poor.
Of course.
What makes you think it's okay for them to infringe the rights of people with more money than you when they're just going to turn around and do it to you, too?
Of course they will. That's exactly right. But you have to understand there are a lot of people out there, again, most of them don't listen to this show, who get a check from the government for doing nothing.
So what can we do?
Well, what you have to do is elect people who will put their foot down and say, stop it and stop it now. Now, they don't feel like, and I would venture to say there are very, very few in the federal level who feel like they are secure enough within their district to be able to say that, and you've got to get enough of them together to move the needle.
In other words, Ted Cruz.
One senator can't do it alone.
I mean, so what do? Do we write Ted Cruz and say, Ted Cruz, please tell me who you agree with that I can support, because I can't, you know, the media says all this junk. I don't. It's so hard to sort out who is just not going to do what they're saying, who is going to do what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Well, the thing you have to remember is there was a time, I was talking to a guy the other day, there was a time when this was a government of the people, okay? That used to happen. But it's not there anymore. This is a government of the lobbyists.
It's the government of who can lie the best.
Well, no, it's the government of the lobbyists. Listen to what I'm saying. These are the people who put the money in the pockets of the politicians' campaigns and get them elected and reelected. And in return, they need to have stuff done for their companies or whatever their special interest group happens to be. So that's what happens, but that's who the elected officials listen to. They get elected by these people. They get reelected by these people because they give them the money to run the campaigns to get reelected. Until you have, and the Tea Party has tried to do this, but they've become marginalized even within the Republican Party. They try to say, we want less government.
Because it goes against the status quo.
Of course. Everybody gets money. There's not a congressman out there who's not happy to talk about the money that he or she brings back to their congressional district. They like that. And people like them to bring it home. And the idea is, okay, Congressman Flores, for example, stop sending money home. We don't want you to do that anymore. Well, you know what? There's going to be 434 other members of Congress who'll be glad to take that money and put it in their congressional district. So what Flores does is what every other congressman does, and that is to make sure that his fair share comes back to his district. That's the way that game is played.
So what practical steps can we take? Like, what can we do tomorrow that will help move things in a better direction?
Donate money to Tea Party candidates who you believe in. And like any other third party, the problem is there are a bunch of wackos in the Tea Party.
Yep.
There are a bunch of wackos in the Tea Party. Now,
are you saying it's a bunch of Mad Hatters?
No, but I'm saying that the people who end up taking the step...
Thank you, Kevin.
The people who end up taking the step to run for office under the Tea Party banner quite often are marginal from the standpoint of being able to be elected on a broad base, okay? And we need to get rid of the two-party system. I don't think there's any doubt.
I would agree.
And that would be a major step toward getting to that. And obviously, lots of other countries have multiple parties because one of the most important things, here we go with civics 101, but one of the most important things is to be able to build a coalition. And when all you have is two parties and all they do is yammer at each other, there's no middle ground. And so if you had five parties or six parties where you had to bring some from here, some from here, some from here to get enough votes to pass legislation, that's building a coalition. And when you only have two parties, you don't have to build a coalition. You can't build a coalition. So that's probably the first thing that you do is try to introduce other voices, whether it is within the two-party system or outside of it. You introduce new voices to bring those things together. But the most efficient thing to do is to get rid of the two-party system. I don't think there's – I guess that's probably the short answer after we've talked about
it. I would agree with that.
But I think that's – yeah, that's probably where we would need to be. Hello.
Yeah, I'm not Tea Party, but one of the ways to get a third party is not to be calling them wackos.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is – This is what's happened with libertarians first.
Yeah.
I mean, libertarians would come on and they would get on major talk shows and they would just come out with stuff that is so far out that people go, I'm not comfortable with that. And, of course, you're not going to be in favor of 100% of what any candidate does. And that's the unfortunate thing about Neil Bortz not being here anymore, because that was a libertarian voice that's no longer out there. And there were many things that I didn't agree with when Neil would talk about it. But within the party, Ron Paul, are you familiar with Ron Paul, Kat?
Yes, okay. Of course.
You know, well, okay. But there are a lot of things that Ron Paul you could agree with, but he was complete absolute isolationist when it came to military.
Right.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that.
Lots
of things made sense, but not that part of his stand. And so, yeah, you have to find somebody who you can be comfortable with in a lot of issues. Hello.
I'd like to point out that the Tea Party members I know are small businessmen who are taxed to death. They don't work 40-hour weeks. They work 60- and 80-hour weeks.
Yep, you're right. I agree with you. I agree. There's no doubt about that. And again, you have to understand that people within the political establishment feel threatened by the Tea Party, and that's why they will marginalize them wherever they can.
Oh, sure.
Because it hurts the gravy train, the payday that they're on.
Well, it upsets the status quo again, and it's all about where you're going to get the next dollar from.
Yep, it's for your campaign or just to keep the office that you've got. All right, we got to go.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 2nd, learn all about pasture and range weed control. From identification to product selection, successful weed control depends on many factors, and we'll teach them to you this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Like any other living, breathing being, your landscape's going to go through phases. Over the years, your needs and expectations will change, and likely so will the plantings you made 10 or 20 years earlier. Progressions in landscaping, how landscapes evolve, right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch, heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. This evolution of landscapes is actually the very same thing that happens inside your house. The baby's room becomes a home office because the baby just left for college. The shag carpet finally makes its way to the landfill or wherever shag carpet crawls off to die. Things just change, and it's those changes in your landscape that make gardening such an enjoyable hobby. You're never really finished. Your garden is always a moving target. There's always something to fuel the fire of landscaping excitement. How about shady solutions? Sooner or later, if you live in a house long enough, those little trees you planted will grow into magnificent specimens, taking their place in our vast urban forests of Texas. You wanted shade, and that's just what they're bringing. Heavy shade, kill the grass shade. Shade that makes you cry out for entirely new groups of plants that won't need sunlight to survive. It's not uncommon when trees grow to full size for gardeners to have to redesign beds to conceal big patches of bare ground. St. Augustine is our most shade-tolerant turf grass, but even St. Augustine has to have 4 to 6 hours of full direct sunlight each day, and that's just to hold its own more if you expect it to grow. If the dead areas in your turf align proportionately with the shadier spots, you need to switch over to Mondo grass, Liriope, or some other shade-tolerant ground cover. Roses give way to hollies, and lantanas and copper plants make room for begonias and ferns. The look of the landscape must be tweaked and fine-tuned to fit the surroundings. That does happen. Then we have to tame the taller plants. Like children, young plants look handsome and harmless. Then they become teenagers, and your struggles begin. Both our plants and our children become large and boisterous. We do our best to control them, but try as we will, they seem to ignore all of our efforts to guide them. There are several good reasons that we end up with the wrong plants for our spaces. Maybe we never looked at the plant tag to see how tall or wide it would grow. We probably never sought help of a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. Or maybe we just assumed we could keep a plant in bounds by pruning as needed. Well, that doesn't always work, especially if you're way off on your guess. You need to choose a plant that will fit your surroundings. We welcome newcomers. In the past 10 or 15 or 20 years, we've seen a massive number of new plants brought into the market. Many of them are patented plants, and that's great. There are some wonderful things out there. We need to make room for recreation. How your family uses the landscape shifts as the kids mature, so you need to shift the landscape with it to match up with those needs. I'm Neil Sperry, the roots of the matter in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:57. The number 30 Texas A&M baseball squad posted a 9-5 win over the Northwestern State team in non-conference action at Olsen yesterday. Aggies dropped the Demons with a 12-hit performance, and Mitchell Nall led the Aggs going 2-for-3 with a double and 3 RBIs. Here's Coach Childress after the game.
They rose to the challenge, and, you know, we were able to grab the lead early in the third inning. And just like that, I think we're going to come away with only one run, and you know, we had a lot of hitters step up, show a lot of courage to get some big two-out hits. And, you know, I think we scored out of those five runs, four with two outs. And, you know, we were able to tack on late. You know, it was a big win for us.
Aggies and Demons return to action Wednesday for a matinee at Bluebell Park. First pitch slated for 3:05 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Staying on the diamond, brand new number 5 team in the country, Texas A&M softball, 17-0, who will host Sam Houston tonight. Game is at 5 o'clock, and you can hear that game at the Zone HD channel, 95.1-3. After a 4-overtime thriller during its last outing, Texas A&M men's basketball team hits the road this week, today specifically to go to Oxford, Mississippi. Here's Coach Kennedy.
They're a different team at home, like most teams, and they're in a position where if they're going to get to postseason play, they got to win out. We just have to have a lot of poise on the road and shorten the game a little bit, you know, and maybe control the tempo some more so on the road than we would have at home.
Aggs will face Ole Miss inside Tad Smith Coliseum. That's this evening, 8 o'clock. All the action is live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In high school action, Navasota suffered their only loss of the season to Waco La Vega. Unfortunately, it was last night, 62-57. That bowed them out of the Class 3A playoffs with a record of 19-1. Mumford blew by Snook 90-53, and Gerald sent Franklin home and ended their season 67-63. In J-Manned Enterprises, Menzel family set up to protect the Heisman Trophy winner's image. There's a lot of rhubarb, and you may have seen a bunch of information on this online. We've posted a link at our website at WTAW.com, but the NCAA prohibits players from being paid anything for participation, and you may have seen some of it. So again, we've posted some more information at WTAW.com. One other A&M quarterback news, Manziel's backup, Jameel Shower, said in a tweet yesterday he's going to transfer to UTEP this summer. He will be eligible immediately because he's a grad student and he's got 2 years left to play after redshirting with A&M in 2010. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor.